Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, exciting news. The Beef Checkoff going to be able to partner up with NASCAR. Tell me about that.
Absolutely. We are so excited that it has officially been announced. The Federation of State Beef Councils, on behalf of the Beef Checkoff, is partnering with the Daytona International Speedway to sponsor the 40th season opening race for NASCAR Xfinity Series, the Beef It's What's for Dinner 300. The event is set for 4 p.m. start on February 13th, the day before the 63rd annual Daytona 500. But to build upon the sponsorship, we are thrilled to announce the Oklahoma Beef Council, in partnership with other state beef councils, is providing additional support of on-site promotions as well as television for this historic event. And it is the second time in 2 months the Beef Checkoff will be returning to television. Once again, it was the right project at the right price at the right time.
Thanks, Heather. You can learn more about how the Beef Checkoff is working for you by going to OKLABeef.org, click on Cattleman's Corner.
Well, speculation is brewing over how the new Biden administration may use the Commodity Credit Corporation, or the CCC as it's known. It was used by the Trump-era Department of Agriculture to provide trade relief to farmers, including market facilitation program payments. The CCC has a $30 billion fund with several ideas on how to use the funding. Incoming Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack has indicated that he has the authority to implement a carbon bank for farmers through the CCC.
The first responsibility of the Commodity Credit Corporation is to make sure that the Farm Bill programs are adequately, fully, and timely funded. Having said that, Senator, to the extent that that vehicle is available without compromising the ability to fund the Farm Bill programs, it is a great tool for us to create the kind of structure that will inform future Farm Bills about what will encourage carbon sequestration, what will encourage precision agriculture, what will encourage soil health and regenerative agricultural practices. And to that extent, to the extent that there are resources available, I would hope that you all would provide me the opportunity to utilize that in a way, again, that doesn't compromise the Farm Bill programs, but advances and creates additional markets. Secretary Perdue had great flexibility, appropriately so, under the current COVID situation. I would ask for the opportunity to use that flexibility appropriately, effectively, and smartly to create the opportunity for you as you put together the next Farm Bill to understand what works and what would be helpful in terms of programs.
President Joe Biden's stimulus plan also identified the CCC as a means to provide economic relief for restaurants suffering during the pandemic. Meanwhile, Senate Ag Committee Chair Debbie Stabenow, a Michigan Democrat, told reporters last week that farmers can be leaders in the climate crisis. She says her focus will be on voluntary producer-led opportunities to allow farmers to cut down emissions and create new income sources. Well, the Ag Economy Barometer drifted lower in January to a reading of 167. That's a decline of 7 points compared to December and equal to the index's November reading. Organizers say the barometer's decline over the last 3 months is attributable to weaker expectations for the future. The index of future expectations has fallen 35 points, or about 19% since October. The decline in future expectations stands in contrast to the index of current conditions, which in January was at 21 points, or about 12% higher than in October. Ongoing strength in the current conditions index appears to be driven by crop price strength. However, the deterioration in the futures expectation index seems to be motivated by concerns about future environmental and tax policies and the outcome of the trade dispute with China. Meanwhile, 3 out of 10 farms are aware of opportunities to receive carbon capture payments on their farms, and about 1/5 of those farms have engaged in discussions about contracting to receive payments. You've got farm news on Ron.
It's Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale, Saturday, February 6th at 1 o'clock at Messner Ranch near Slapout, Oklahoma. This sale will feature 150 Hereford and Angus bulls and 60 Hereford and Angus pairs. To view an online catalog and videos, go to www.dvauction.com or call 580-552-1555. It's the Messner Ranch annual production sale, Saturday, February 6th at the ranch, 6 miles south and 11 miles west of Laverne, Oklahoma.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.